From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Our next story reads like a script from a TV police drama. A young father is accused of killing an elderly neighbor. The neighbor had a criminal history. He was a sex offender. Here's the twist. A district attorney suspects that California's Megan's Law sex offender database may have had something to do with the crime. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The murder happened here in a rundown trailer park in Lakeport, California. The parking lot doubles as a playground for more than a dozen children. Lacey Koo manages this park just north of the Napa Valley. She recalls that just about a month ago, one resident, a 29-year-old construction worker, Ivan Garcia Oliver, began complaining about the lack of security for all the young kids playing here.
And it made him think about, well, anybody could come in here and hurt a child or take a child, and no one would ever know. It would just happen like that. And, you know, he was just concerned for the safety of his child as well as the other children around. And I said, yeah, you're right.
Lacey, who's also a preschool teacher, says she told Oliver that they could check the internet to see whether there were any sex offenders living nearby. Lo and behold, up pops the name of Michael Dodelay, a 67-year-old ex-con who had recently moved into the trailer park. Koo claims that information agitated Oliver.
He kept saying, you know, something has to be done, something has to be done, and this guy can't live here. And I was like, okay, you know.
A few days later, just before Thanksgiving, Michael Dodelay was found in his trailer home, stabbed to death. Minutes later, police discovered Ivan Garcia Oliver nearby with what appeared to be blood on his hands. According to the police statement, he was arrested after making several self-incriminating comments. However, at his arraignment, Oliver pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree murder. But then Oliver did an extraordinary thing. He granted the Los Angeles Times a jailhouse interview. According to local reports, he did this without the knowledge of his attorney. In the L.A. Times interview, he did not say he killed Dodelay, but he did say that his son had been molested in the past. And he added, quote, any father in my position with moral, home, family values wouldn't have done any different, end quote. But if Oliver believed Dodelay was a convicted child molester, he was wrong. The chief deputy district attorney for Lake County, Richard Hinchcliffe, says Dodelay was not.
We obtained all his prior records, the law enforcement investigation reports, and we have no reason to believe and we have no information that he was ever arrested for, charged with, or convicted of any crime involving child molestation or child sexual assault.
Dodelay was, in fact, a convicted rapist who spent the past 20 years in prison or at a state hospital for sex offenders. The Megan's Law listing described Dodelay's offenses as rape by force and oral copulation with a person under 14 or by force. Deputy District Attorney Hinchcliffe says the word or is important because Dodelay's crime was committed against a 37-year-old woman.
But somebody looking at that website and seeing the person under the age of 14 and not paying attention to the words, to the word or, I can see where they would make a mistake and assume that the person was a child molester when in fact they weren't.
It's insane.
Psychologist Charlene Steen evaluated Michael Dodelay and recommended to state authorities that he was unlikely to reoffend and was ready for release. She opposes the internet listings of sex offenders.
To me, everybody was a victim of the internet. Not just Mr. Dodelay, but the whole family and the man who committed the murder. These internet listings are very dangerous for the people. They don't prevent crime. All they do is promote vigilantism.
But supporters of the Megan's Law website say the point isn't to incite vigilantism. Suzanne Brown McBride is a chair of the California Sex Offender Management Board.
The Megan's Law isn't meant to stand completely on its own. It's meant to be a tool sort of in a context of things that help inform the community about the risk of potential offenders. It certainly isn't the sole source of information.
It's too soon to say whether Dodelay's murder will have any impact on the way information about sex offenders is shared on California's Megan's Law website. A spokesman for Attorney General Jerry Brown says his office is watching the case. In the meantime, Ivan Garcia Oliver is scheduled to appear in court for the murder charge in early January. He's currently being held without bail because he has a prior conviction for assault with a deadly weapon. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.